USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If Bob Woodward thought it was bad, then he should have immediately gone out publicly, not wait 4 months. You know, he's had that statement for 4 months, maybe 5 months. He's had it for a long time. It was a series of taped interviews, mostly by telephone.
President Trump's comments at the White House. The president is heading to Michigan for one of his Keep America Great Again rallies tonight. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats vote down what's called a skinny coronavirus relief package. Senate Minority Leader Democrat from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying the bill is woefully inadequate.
It does not help renters keep a roof over their heads or American families put food on the table. It shortchanges health care and education. It does not provide a dime to protect essential state and local services.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying there's a chance now nothing will get done before the election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you ready for some football? The NFL is back tonight, and the Kansas City Chiefs are set to begin the defense of their Super Bowl title. Chiefs host the Texans at Arrowhead Stadium. Kickoff set for 8:20 Eastern Time. The NFL end zones will feature social justice issues, but Roger Goodell tells MSNBC,
"You can talk about so many things that have happened to help our country get to a better place. And sports has been a big, big influence on that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not here to make political statements. We're here to help make our communities better."
The NFL Network reporting the Chiefs and Texans will stay in the locker rooms during the national anthem of tonight's game. FBI Assistant Director John Jimenez says they suspect hundreds of filing fraudulent claims to the Paycheck Protection Program.
"We've opened several hundred PPP-related investigations. We've identified nearly 500 PPP-related subjects, individuals we believe have fraudulently requested."
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Are you ready for some football? The NFL is back tonight, and the Kansas City Chiefs are set to begin the defense of their Super Bowl title. Chiefs host the Texans at Arrowhead Stadium. Kickoff set for 8:20 Eastern Time. The NFL end zones will feature social justice issues, but Roger Goodell tells MSNBC,
"You can talk about so many things that have happened to help our country get to a better place, and sports has been a big, big influence on that." Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not here to make political statements. We're here to help make our communities better.
The NFL Network reporting the Chiefs and Texans will stay in the locker rooms during the national anthem of tonight's game. FBI Assistant Director John Jimenez says they suspect hundreds of filing fraudulent claims to the Paycheck Protection Program.
"We've opened several hundred PPP-related investigations. We've identified nearly 500 PPP-related subjects, individuals we believe have fraudulently requested or received hundreds of millions of dollars in CARES Act stimulus funds directed to PPP loans."
Jimenez's comments come after the Justice Department announced 57 people had been officially charged with PPP fraud. Jimenez says you can help in rooting out the fraudsters.
"We need you to be aware of the signs that fraud is being committed, and we need you to report what you see to your local FBI field office."
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.